Okay, item 1085, same subject.
Accept engineer's report on Portland State University Sky Bridge extension encroachment.
Mr. Novick?
In this instance, PSU proposes to demolish a segment of the existing Sky Bridge connecting the School of Business Administration and Education to the Sky Bridge across Southwest Montgomery. It will be replaced with a new Sky Bridge that will be much shorter and less prominent. So we're actually reducing the amount of Sky Bridge here, as I understand it.
Mayor and Council, Kurt Kruger again with Transportation. My comments that started the last one are still applicable to this one, although I will note that the mayor's comments about our target of one per 10 years will drastically be reduced in half here shortly.
20 years from now, the council's going to have another hearing like this.
I think we're moving this one in the right direction. We're getting shorter, as will our presentation be on this sky structure as well.
Good afternoon. Bob Haley with PDOT Development Review. We're here for the city engineer's report on an above-grade sky structure for PSU. This little drawing kind of gives you an outline of all the seven buildings that are connected with existing sky structures. They began as early as the 1960s. I think there's one that's even predates the 60s. I think there's a 57. So this was even in long before even the old document that Kurt keeps dusting off now and then in front of us. And then what you also have is these are values that PSU has identified that this sky bridge will provide for them. Decreases travel time between buildings, provides a safe and more comfortable alternate routes, provides alternate evacuation routes, allows for efficient provision of utilities. PSU, as you probably know, is also a licensed franchise with the city, so they do have some utilities that are strung underneath these sky structures. And it supports a distributed parking system. And it's centralized shipping and receiving, similar to where OHSU had stated that they have one super dock and then this tunnel will be used for moving goods. PSU has a central loading on their southern campus and they use these sky bridges for delivering goods and services above level, so at least it's preventing conflict with pedestrians as they're moving those goods between buildings. There's also additional values to individuals with various abilities. A number of the buildings and existing buildings on PSU's campus do not have ADA entrances to them. They have elevators that are not ADA accessible or in awkward locations. And there's about a 12-foot grade change from, I think, northwest down to southeast across this one city block. We also received two letters of strong support, one from the Portland Commission on Disability. And we received another one from the PSU's Accessibility Committee, talking about the value that this provides. There is about 85%, I believe, of their student population. The classrooms for these are served by this sky bridge, and they have a 10-minute change between class and their schedules. So a lot of people with disabilities would be unable to make that 10-minute change, and they've highly utilized this sky structure system. This is an existing, or a photo of the existing sky structure. You see circled is the one that will be removed. It's about 107 feet long from the existing school of business and out to the existing sky bridge, which is remaining, that runs parallel on Montgomery, just over the sidewalk. The school, the business administration school, is expanding out over this plaza area out to the property line. There'll be another plaza, I think, on the corner. This is just another view from looking at Montgomery. There's one more view looking east on Montgomery. And that's, again, the structure will come down. This is a little illustration that kind of shows are we getting this one here? I guess not. You can see the longer structure running north and south. On the right side is the structure that will be removed. And the new sky bridge structure that's replacing it is moving a little closer towards Broadway. And it'll only be 7.5 feet into the right-of-way, connecting, I believe, to an open sort of second or third floor open plaza on the expansion of the business college. This is from Street View. And again, that's just a 7.5 piece foot piece shaded in light. It's about 12 feet wide. It's open to the air. The new structure will, and this is an elevation of the new expansion of the school, and you can see the small segment that will be replaced. The design commission wanted them to really lighten it up and not have it as heavy as the existing sky structures are, so this one will be made of a thin steel and translucent panels with a mesh grate. And then the last slide is just a little bit closer. That's what you're approving today, is that one little segment connection to the existing sky structure, which remains. And that's the end of my presentation. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to try and answer them.
Questions? Okay, thank you both. I see the applicants here. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. My name is Dan Zalko. I'm the Associate Vice President for Planning, Construction, and Real Estate at Portland State University. I do have a presentation, but I'm not going to pull it up because I'd like to apologize. I did not coordinate with my colleagues in PBOT, and I have almost the identical slides as you just saw. So my five-minute presentation will now be about 2 minutes. So that's the benefit to you all of our lack of coordination.
Well, you don't have to apologize. It
doesn't usually work out that way.
Thanks. You get extra credit for that statement.
Yeah. So as mentioned, we are removing a 107-foot connection. It is going down this Saturday. So if you have any interest in seeing a sky bridge come down, we welcome you on Saturday. And what we've designed and shown the Design Review Commission is this 7.5-foot or so section that you have just seen that just reconnects the school, expanded school of business, to our Skybridge system. And it's particularly important because the School of Business building, it is in the heart of this Skybridge system. And so for people to travel around the loop, keeping this connection there is particularly important. The building right across Montgomery from the School of Business, our University Services Building, for example, which is on the fourth floor at the Skybridge level, is where our Advising and Career Services is. The main entrance to that building, University Services Building on Montgomery, does not have an elevator. So those using an elevator have to go around to a side entrance, travel through a loading dock area to access the elevator. So that's just one example of why the Skybridge system continues to be important for us and why we'd like to reconnect the building with this connection. So thank you.
Does the current 107-foot Skybridge have an inspirational saying on it?
It does not. Only the two across Broadway do.
That's fine. I just didn't want to be losing anything inspirational.
Okay, any other questions for Dan? Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, yeah, again, this comes back for second reading next week. Other comments from council members about this one? Again, I appreciate the careful application of policy and common sense. Certainly makes sense to have a little bit more Skybridge in order to have a lot less. So we appreciate what PSU is achieving here. So this also passes my test. So I'm glad, Kurt, that my various fulminations about Skybridges are quoted by you. But what's more important is that we've got policy that's been around for a long time, that's worked for a long time, regardless of who's in these chairs. And 20 years from now, when they have the next hearing like this, I'm sure it'll still be true. So this passes the second reading. Thank you all very much, and we're adjourned.
Definitely need to take you out.